Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska Native peoples from around the state are gathering in Fairbanks this week as the annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention is happening Thursday through Saturday at the Carlson Center. The convention is preceded by the First Alaskans Institute Elders and Youth Conference, which started Sunday. The conference theme is Language is Our Superpower. Today's agenda includes a presentation on resilience and strength, a community engagement workshop, and auditions for Alaska Natives Got Talent. While Fairbanks saw mostly rain from an end-of-the-weekend weekend winter storm, other parts of interior Alaska saw freezing rain and snow. The storm closed the Steese Highway at Eagle Summit, and difficult driving conditions were reported on the Richardson and Alaska highways, as well as from Healy south on the Parks Highway. Snowfall totals, as reported by the National Weather Service over the weekend, include trace amounts in Fairbanks, 3 inches in North Pole, 3 inches in Salcha, more than 10 inches in Tok, Chicken saw 2 inches, and 4.5 inches in Eagle. Along the Parks Highway, Nanana saw a trace, and Healy saw 13 inches. The forecast for most of the week in Fairbanks includes high temperatures in the low 30s and lows around 20, with sunny skies throughout the remainder. The Fairbanks City Council considers a resolution tonight in support of redeveloping the site of the derelict Polaris Hotel. The measure, sponsored by council members David Pruse and June Rogers, states the city's intention to apply for federal funding next year for cleanup and demolition of the long-shuttered downtown high-rise, which contains asbestos and has heavy mold damage. The city-owned property is being eyed for an arts center. The City Council meets tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. Users of Denali National Park and Preserve are now allowed to use e-bikes anywhere in the park that traditional bicycles are allowed. That's following a directive issued by the National Park Service on August the 30th. This means that e-bikes can be ridden the entire length of the Denali Park Road and in a couple of other sections of the park. E-bikes is short for electronically assisted bikes. G.W. Hitchcock, a public information officer with the park, explained the park used to treat e-bikes as motorized vehicles, which means they were formally allowed to be ridden up to mile 15 of the Denali Park Road. The new policy states that parks must align their e-bike policies with their bicycle policy. The National Park Service has a strict definition of what constitutes an e-bike, saying it's not any bicycle with a motor, but a low-speed electric bicycle, which means the motor has to be under 750 watts, which is 1 horsepower. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.